This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Britain and the European Union have announced a breakthrough deal after days of nail-biting negotiations. The deal now has to be formally approved by the bloc and ratified by the European Union and European and UK parliaments. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Just hours before a summit of all 28 EU national leaders, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted that negotiations were a success. Johnson called the agreement a great new deal, whilst Juncker stated that it was a testament to the commitment on both sides to find solutions. Immediately complicating matters was Johnson's Northern Irish government allies, which didn't waste a minute to say they could not back the outline deal because of provisions for the Irish border. Johnson needs all the support he can get to push any deal past a deeply divided parliament. Karen Chamas, London.
U.S. President Donald Trump expects a successful meeting Thursday in Ankara as his vice president and secretary of state push for Turkey to halt its offensive in northeastern Syria. The president continues to reject the notion he is responsible for the operation meant to push Kurdish fighters from the border region.
There was never given a green light. They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years.
Ankara launched Operation Peace Spring against the YPG Syrian Kurdish militia, which Ankara considers terrorists. The militia was a crucial ally in Washington's war against the Islamic State. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is dismissing Washington's efforts to end the operation. U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, is scheduled to appear Thursday before lawmakers on Capitol Hill. House members are conducting an impeachment inquiry into President Trump's relations with Ukraine. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A key Democratic lawmaker, Congressman Elijah Cummings, has died at the age of 68. His office said in a statement Thursday that Cummings died due to complications concerning longtime health challenges. Cummings served as the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, one of the key panels conducting that impeachment probe into President Trump. Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers Thursday condemned the violent attack on pro-democracy leader Jimmy Sham of the Civil Human Rights Front. The attack coming on the eve he was to call for another large protest Sunday. Lawmakers are calling Wednesday night's brutal attack of Sham in the Mong Kok district on the Kowloon Peninsula an attempt to create chilling effects. Here's pan-democrat lawmaker Claudia Mo.
We can't help feeling that this entire thing is part of this plan to shed blood on Hong Kong's peaceful protests. If you think you're being peaceful and you're safe, you're not. And so think twice before you take to the street.
Claudia said Sham is running for a council seat and that the attack may be politically motivated. A spokesman for the British couple grieving over their son's death in a car accident says they were shocked President Trump offered them the opportunity to meet the American woman responsible. Here's family spokesman Rod Seeger.
President Trump, you know, to give him his due, he was very warm, very kind, and offered his condolences and established a good rapport with our group. But then once we sat down, it was wrong because the mood changed.
Seeger said the president suggested they meet with Anne Sakoulis, the wife of the U.S. diplomat who has admitted to driving on the wrong side of the road in the fatal crash. The White House denied there was any hostility. The president saying British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suggested the White House arrange a face-to-face meeting.
She was in the room right out there. We met right here in this area. And I offered to bring the person in question in, and they weren't ready for it.
Dunn's parents came to the U.S. to appeal to the Trump administration to lift the diplomatic immunity for Sakoulis after she struck and killed 19-year-old Harry Dunn while he rode a motorcycle in southern England in August. Sakoulis left Britain for the U.S. shortly after the accident when the U.S. embassy refused to lift her diplomatic immunity so she could face charges. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.